Good morning and welcome to the midweek devotion, Coffee with Ann. Let me begin by saying this morning I rediscovered how pleasant our downstairs porch is. It was quiet in the low 70s and cool with a slight breeze and a ceiling fan, which made my first cup delicious as my brain woke up. I hope you had a quiet moment in a special spot for your cup this morning. Join me now as we visit. Psalm 37, 3-7. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and enjoy safe pasture. Take delight in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust in him, and he will do this. He will make your righteous reward shine like the dawn, your vindication like the noonday sun. Be still before the Lord and wait patiently for him. Be still and wait, something many of us have a hard time doing, and we are constantly bombasted through TV, radio, magazine, internet, advertising, that life is or would be better if. Google suggests life is better with a dog, a cat, a pet, more money. Of course, everyone would agree with that one. A new job, a new house, friends, a vacation, chocolate, a new body, a new car, and on and on. I even seem to remember that phrase being used with Coca-Cola. Life is better with a Coke. I could be wrong, of course, but it seems like advertising would certainly use the phrase. Thinking we need something to be happy and have peace sells. Life might be better for you and your family if you could find and move into a larger place. Perhaps a dog or a cat might be a great companion while you wait for your love life to blossom. But the Lord knows the desires of our heart, the needs of our lives. I have learned that what I want or think would make life better is not always the right time to act on. But I have learned that if I will be still before the Lord and wait patiently for him, surprising things can happen when the Lord is in our life. Whether a little or a lot, the more the Lord is in our life, the better it is. We are not spared the rough times, the cramped apartment, the loneliness, driving the worn-out car. But I do know a relationship with the Lord, first, number one, brings trust without any doubt. Even our best trusted human friend can fail us. But never, never the Lord. There is no fear, no hesitance, no anxiety in that relationship. Number two, the Lord can not only comfort us and stand by us when life is rough, but he can do things in our lives for the good and only good that may seem impossible otherwise. For example, if we need friends, ask, and he can help you find the courage to join a trivia club, learn to play tennis or pickleball, or golf, adopt a rescue and take the dog for walks in the park, or just begin to greet people at work with a smile and say hello. Let's say you want to get a certain type of training that will help you in the workplace, but you don't see any way to do that. Trust the Lord to guide you in finding a program you can afford, or ways training can be financed, or an apprenticeship in that area. You do the groundwork and he will guide you. Then be still before the Lord and wait patiently for him. Sometime an opportunity just comes to you. Ask the Lord for the courage to step forward. Trust the Lord to be with you. Don't allow fear to stop you. I have a personal example I would like to share. I was working at Grady Hospital long before marriage. I had been encouraged to go to grad school to specialize in the area I was interested in, but I saw no way to do that. Where would I get the money or qualify to get in? So I hadn't pursued it. The Lord knew it was in my heart, so I hoped it would work out when the time was right. Or maybe it just wasn't the path the Lord had in mind. Then one early fall day, a friend who had finished her master's handed me the phone, and on her recommendation, I was being offered an assistantship, that is, a way to work my way through the program. I knew this was a door the Lord had opened for me, and so I went. It changed the trajectory of my life and my career, and I met George at the university. I have this Psalm 37, highlighted in my Bible. Over the years, I have seen it to be absolutely true. Put the time in your relationship with the Lord, get to know Him, fall in love with Him, and wait for Him to surprise you. Let us pray. Your working, Lord, is often unseen, and we fragile, anxious humans can be very impatient. Hold us tight to you and help us keep our eyes on you and not so much on all the stuff the world suggests. We love you and thank you for all your surprises. In your precious name, Jesus, we pray. Amen. Thank you for being with me today, and may the Lord bless you and yours.